Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 10. Do not owe anyone anything except to love one another, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and if there is any other commandment, are summed up in this statement: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor, so love is the fulfillment of the law. Love guides our life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Google the question, "What is love?" and you will get 11,240,000,000 results. You will find countless explanations in poems and music, in long descriptions and single-word answers. Some people will tell you that love is a romantic feeling, all hearts, flowers, and valentines. Others will tell you love is the close connection between husband and wife or parent and child. They all describe love in some way. But are any of those really what love is? God's Word is the only place that tells of a different kind of love, a love that cares more about someone else than about yourself, a love that will sacrifice everything for the sake of someone else, even if they do not deserve it, a love that guides our lives. Only one person has ever shown that kind of love. His name is Jesus. Jesus alone has shown us such undeserving love. Too often we disobey Him and the people He places over us to care for us. We are more interested in what we want than what God wants. Too often we fail to show love toward our family, friends, or classmates. We run away from God and His will, so we do what we want to do, even if it might harm us or others. Still, Jesus loves us. Jesus loves us with a love like no other. It's why He became a human being like us and obeyed God's holy will for us. It's why He suffered and died on a cross to forgive all our sins and give us life. In powerful love, He rose from the dead. Why? Not because we deserve His love, but because we need His love. Love is not what is owed to you by others, but a daily debt owed by you to everyone, like our neighbors, our families, our classmates and teachers at school, our fellow believers at church, and all the people in our communities. Guided by that love, we encourage, we serve, we support, we follow Jesus, we love. We bow our heads in prayer. Dear Jesus, You have loved me even though I never deserved it. Thank You for loving me first. Guide my life with Your love so I reflect Your love to others. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.